Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
United States in fear. London knows I'm a phantom. South Korea knows I'm here. Posted planet without exception. Rise to your feet for this gravity. Nas a dilla beat. The fly soliloquy. Surreal nigga talking. This don't happen too often. Take precaution. Lies and frauds got you exhausted. You've been accosted. Who told you I lost it? I just put it down for a second. Damn. Kenny King lounge for a second. Kick his hooves up. Throw stubble on the face for once without a smooth cut. Grow a little gut. Can't even enjoy the fruit of my labor. Before they call me Luke and hand me my lifesaver. The ruler's back. You can tell by the trumpets. Prince of Wales, semi tea, biscuits, crumpets. Jury costs more than a car. Car costs 200. Get out your chair. The seeds are not there. The season. This is the season. The season. JLX doesn't write it. Hov couldn't write it. He vacationing. Jungle the only brother I take shit from. Hassan give me lines. We talk all the time. So I guess if he inspired my song, it ain't mine. Let me make this clear. They feared against it. Some say Shakespeare never existed. Wow, now, look at the amount of resistance. Attempts to chisel my face from the mountain. You guessed it. Bitch, you guessed it. There, did I answer your question? So now that's out the way. Let's get back to my message. Now I'm 40 and a little change. Riding rounds for the new Benz, a little range. Having fun, my little man getting big. He and my daughter down, when we talk it's real. Nothing is watered down, young boy swag. I'm here today as well as the 90s. But the past like my ass is behind me. Ignite the Pyrex, try to bite this. Get nasty, nasitis, arthritis. When you try to write this, ask the wires. The feds at my niggas, why the feds at my niggas? I know by now I should be talking bread cracking figures. But not stressing, I'm surviving. It's funny when I catch cops texting and driving. Who questions or penalizes them? One day we'll have they ass in court. And we'll be trying them. Ayo, it's love for Detroit, Motown, Motor City. Dilla lives on, it's like he wrote it with me. The soulful sample compliments my rhyme so well. Slack by Xenia, a YSL. Matching the St. Laurent, some fly as hell. Hands in the air, the season are not there.
Da 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 da.
The season.
Da 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 da.
The season. Yeah. That time. Yeah. Dilla, rest in peace. What up, Detroit? Fly ladies, dope dealers and killers. Worldwide. And why? Yeah. Yeah. The season. Yeah. This is the season.
The season. 604 Los Angeles, California. 904 Tampa, Florida. What's going on, world? It's Hip Hop Informer, that dude, TM Hyman, coming to you live again from the Sunshine State. Listen, well, I am pissed off. Rick Scott is back in office, reelected. Go Florida. Really? On to other things. Hey, we're going to lighten the mood with something that's quite interesting. typically a taboo subject. Listen, first of all, strictly entertainment, folks. What we do is try to enlighten and entertain all at the same time. Guarantee you, this is going to be interesting. You're inside Relationship Wednesday, and we're talking about marriage and this new swinging craze. Listen, what do I mean when I say swing? I'm not talking about on the monkey bars. I'm not talking about, you know, out there in the park. There's this thing called swingers. Swinging, swingers, listen, married people getting together, swapping husband and wives. This is, you got to be a couple. If you're not a couple, then you're really not a swinger. But the whole thing is this whole vibe of free spirit. Couples tend to be in love with each other, but they share that sexual experience. They swap out, do that group thing. Why get married only to swing? Tonight we're talking about marriage and the swinging craze. Hold on to your seats, folks. Before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty City, she's Hot Chocolate. Hey, do you swing? Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show.
She is I and I am she, and no, I don't. I don't like to share. No.
That doesn't work for you.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. Oh, go away. Hey, Madam CeeLo Boston, is she here? Is she live from Charlotte?
No. Not yet.
Well, that's that dude, Save James, live from the DMV tonight. Welcome to the show, brother.
Yo, what up, man? What up? Yo, you talking about you mad at the election. How about I'm on the eve of my birthday, right? My birthday is tomorrow. And after I already made a conscious effort.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. After I made a conscious effort to put down some of the more herbal enchantment out there, they legalized the damn thing in Washington, D.C.
You know, I was very surprised with that. I was very
Washington,
surprised
D.C.
with that. Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
Man. They legalized this joint, B.
For recreational
and medicinal.
Either way, it's going to lead to the other. You're right, but anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Regardless of the fact, though, what I also know for a fact is that you can like get plants now. You know what I'm saying? And you can buy plants from places now. So it's like
in the capital of the United States of America, folks.
Right.
Congratulations,
right.
Washington. I mean, you have set the tone that all kind of loopholes and abuse and drug dealers can just run amok in the state's capital. Congratulations. You know, what great leadership, D.C.
And congratulations to those people out there who didn't go out and vote and then will stand in line out where somewhere protesting or smashing up something and calling themselves demonstrating when you didn't even go and vote for your right to do that.
Listen,
like, just
the power of voting is so serious, bad and indifferent. It doesn't matter how we feel about it. When people stand up and when they don't stand up, it goes to show good, bad, again. Ladies and gentlemen, you are inside Hump Day Wednesday. We call it Relationship Wednesday. We'll be back. We're talking about marriage and this whole swinging craze. And we're sharing our thoughts about getting beat to death by the Republicans last night. We'll be right back. It's 908 TM Hot Radio Live. It's ridiculous. Get out of the car.
Party girl, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Bring up my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
Thank you.
Hyman Radio Live, 9:12 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, Florida. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, and the General here on Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, and our topic, marriage and the swinger's life. And that was Chandelier, which, you know, in the swinger's life, you may swing on one or two. But, hey, that's just what I've heard, you know, not that I have any personal experience myself. But, yeah, 917-889-3926 is the number to dial in and let us know. Do you swing? Do you believe in swinging? Do you know people who swing? Call us. Let us know.
Listen, just an interesting conversation popped out of nowhere. I was having a conversation with a young lady. Had no idea where she was going to go in the conversation. Somehow, you know, places in Tampa Bay came up. This place came up, and she started to describe this place and talked about how, you know, she had been, you know, to the place as a visitor. Come to find out, the place was a swinging place. Now, I was a little shocked that this particular person, you know, supposedly conservative, Christian, definitely adult, mature, but didn't even know that they knew anything about, let alone would end up in a place where folks were swinging. Now, the way it was described, it became, like, very intriguing to me. And we've talked about this topic before on the show. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've gone a little deeper in the subject. Now, again, this is things that couples have to do. And so you have to go in as a part of the rules as a couple. There's a bunch of different, locations, but that's not the right word. So I'm going to say, you know, what's the word you would use to describe how, like, themed rooms? There are different themed rooms. I guess that's the best way to describe it, that you can go into. If you want to go into some type of, is it debauchery? You know, you can. Now, that's very obscene in my view. But that's, like, extreme. So if you want to go into something, you know, like, Fantasy Island on a different island, you can. If you want to go to the beach, you can. If you want to go to some type of kingdom or castle, you know, there's themed rooms. This is what swingers pay, and it's really, really intriguing. But this is my question. You do that kind of stuff when you're single. I didn't realize that was a whole different, like, way, I'm going to say a whole different lifestyle, if you will, because there's something that's just interesting about that. Why get married only to swap out? And some seems a little cockeyed about that to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about marriage and swinging tonight. Recapping a conversation that kind of shed more light about this thing to me, and it seemed like a whole, you know, just like a whole world all by itself.
So
really?
Let me ask you this, though, real quick. Let me ask you this. So when you go into the place, now I'm just going off for the information that you found out. If you was going to the place, which is significant, do you have to, like, you know, pair up with somebody else with them, or, like, did she go up into her own fantasy island room while you go to the
locker room
scene or something like that?
Now, based on what she described, she didn't even participate, but didn't stay there long. I didn't get a whole lot of details, but it was stressed that you had to go in as a couple. And so
but that's what I'm saying. Do you have to remain as a couple in your endeavors?
Not sure.
Okay.
Now
let me ask you this, Dave, as a man and a husband, do you approve, yes or no, of the swinger lifestyle?
To each his own, though. I can't cast judgment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't cast judgment. Because I know there may be things that I partake in my life that they may not approve of. but I don't agree with it.
Okay, you know what? So I can't even, with that being said, I can't even ask you the next question fairly. I respect that, again, but to each his own. Specifically for me, amongst married people, I'm just a little confused about why you would get married.
Why you got married then, right?
And yeah, because I'm thinking you can stay single and do that. That's
right.
That's just the only thing for me. But again, to each his own. Hot chocolate, your point.
My question was going to be, did you say that, or did you, did you say that this was locally here in Tampa Bay? Because
Yeah, local in Tampa Bay.
Okay, I'm not really shocked at that based on just the way that I guess things are sexualized in the Tampa Bay area in the way of advertising or things of that nature. It's just, it's kind of pushed and forced upon you everywhere, you know, television media. But I was having a conversation with someone and they hipped me on to something to that same effect, but in the Atlanta area.
Yeah. Talk about it.
And
yeah.
I mean, I was shocked also because this person was, you know, seemingly conservative and, you know, just not the type of person that I thought would engage in anything like
I don't want folks to think that we're sitting on high looking low in ignorance. We are not ignorant by far. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, first of all, we're trying to bring a topic to the forefront that people really don't talk about, don't know about, but it's going on right around you. And it's quite interesting, quite intriguing. But
and
the bottom
people
line is,
that you would never think are involved in it.
We aren't judging you. We aren't judging you, but
no
absolutely. It's people. People are going to be people regardless of the airs that they put on. Bottom line. Go ahead.
What I was going to say, though, real quick, I mean to cut you off. I know we're going to break. What I was going to say is, I guess to answer your question all the way before, because I don't know if I only gave you half the answer. No, I don't agree with it, and that does kind of lead to the point of you saying, like, you know, why get married? That's the route you're going to take. But that's also where I come into the, you know, teaching zone, because just like you said, I'm in that Atlanta area, Gina. I've known of some people that partake in those kind of activities. And that was like the first time that my eyes were open to this as a whole, too. And this gentleman was also, you know, married, you know, happily, years in, kids, all this good stuff like that, perfect lifestyle. I was from the outside looking in, but that was like, you know, a trap door that only they knew, you know, where the book in the bookshelf would lead to. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was kind of crazy to kind of understand that this is like real life. It's not just, you know, that you see in, you know, in adult entertainment.
Uh-huh.
So, I just kind of know how to back both of those points up that both you guys made.
To me, it was more of a surprise that it was more so close to the mainstream in the way that it was described in the setup in Atlanta. It was a shocker.
Right.
The topic tonight, marriage and the swinging craze. We've been talking more about the swinging craze than the marriage piece. When we come back, we want to talk about why get married and enter into this particular lifestyle. Is it something that we make a big deal, or is it something that is underground that we're shedding light on? We don't know. 921. Marriage and the swinging craze. We'll be right back. Hot Chocolate, St. James TM. TM, I'm ready to laugh.
You know, may no man, woman, child, nor animal walk a lifetime on God, green earth, and not expect to be tested. Just observe and acknowledge when the occasion is risen to by champions. You know what I'm saying? Let it speak for itself and handle me accordingly. When you see me, it ain't no secret. You know what's happening. No fate, no flaw, man. Straight like that. It's the king.
You lay it down. Lay it down. You lay it down.
Tell them why.
All the keys.
Yeah. Make no mistake of it. Real as it gets. A1 from day one, it's up, no substitution. Play around if you want to, then I'ma leave you on your I come from Atlanta, the 80s and 90s, but we wasn't real as it get. And that's why we still here. You been wild, what you say, you can pay with your life tonight. Go around and get hit. As I pray to the Lord, tell him if I should die tonight. Bro, let me put up a meal inside of the hands of one of the men. Who's gonna go kill or go to the pen? If ever shit blood out my body, may feel them. They partner, they family, they kill. I'm talking for real. You kicking that rah rah to me. I-L-O-L, ha-ha to me. Yeah, if I do respect, wait, bye-bye to him. Got a Maybach, it's like a montage to him. Chewing up like the map in the teeth, or you drop to beneath the belly of the beast. Jeesh, call me the cheese. No comical piece, but the streets on the lead. And yeah, how I walk it exactly the way that I talk it. Once it's a hit, man, he rests in the coffin. Forever for all of this, he was talking. You go and get me what you better do, shout it.
You lay it down, lay it down. Ay. You lay it down.
Tell him why though.
All the keys.
Real talk. It's one more time, man. Got your bitch on her knees. When I see her trick, only came in here for what I want. And the shit that I don't, if you have it, you keep. I'm so diabolical, she's hard enough to cut molecules. You say she wants me, I say she a party girl. Tied to eat, like when she on Molly. You'll never know, it's just to me, that's your obvious. She say you pitiful, they think you popular. That ain't gonna keep my little partner from popping you. Taking you, dropping you, see me at your bottom. So won't be no popping, nobody's erased. No weapon, no charge, no winning, no question, no stressing, nobody, no case. Everybody okay. I go off that guy with my chopper, I throw it away. You can just buy me a case. And most of the you see standing by me today. We're trapping with me in the A. And now here we are with the Rodeo LA. And killer who do what we say. This could be the end of you today. My gun to run into you today. Here's what I suggest you do when it's right.
You lay it down.
Bah.
Lay it down.
Bah.
You lay it down.
Bah.
All the keys.
Yeah. The strong yeah. way, not the wrong way. Yeah. It's the keys.
Turn it, TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was T.I. with King. It's 8:25 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:25 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. Yo, we are talking about swingers. Yes? And I only changed open marriage because there are people who are partners and do, you know, swinging as well. I did a little bit of research on it, and I was reading where there was a study done out of, I think it was like about, they used about 100 people in the case study and found that about 60% found that having an open relationship and swinging, it made them better because jealousy wasn't it wasn't found that there was a lot of jealousy going on in that, you know, within those, you know, within those relationships. And I was listening to you guys when you were saying, you know, like, you know, like you couldn't really grasp how people could do that, but I mean, like, well, far as getting married, like, you know, why would you get married and then, you know, try to have an open relationship? But that's like just saying you found somebody that likes the same things that you like, and so they're not going to put the same relationship boundaries up that others may have. So you could pretty much probably have more friends or be able to come and go as you please, and just jealousy really not being a prominent issue in a relationship.
I don't understand that.
For me, it wasn't that it's not, and I wanted to clarify that. It wasn't that, and I hope we didn't come off as if we were just like in a bubble or confused or ignorant. It's not that I can't grasp it. I guess it's just the concept of getting the marriage. I mean, I understand the point that you're making, though. They're just compatible. You know, they see the same things conceptually. They just agree on the same things.
Right.
I mean, I get it, but I mean, it's just a little confusing.
It's very
confusing,
I'm with not a little.
On the sense of, yeah, like, what's the point of, you know, well, yeah, on one side of it is, well, what's the point of getting married if you want to be with other people? And, but again, it's like one of those.
That was my only point.
You know how, like, you see where somebody, okay, remember how, I know we've had plenty of conversations about how when people are in relationships, they hide certain things from their, you know, their spouse or whatever. I remember even bringing up a point where a lot of guys I know that love to go to strip clubs, if they're married, a lot of them don't let their wives know that they go to strip clubs out of
that,
you know, because of jealousy or insecurity or what have you. But in those open relationships, they're not as prone to be lying to each other just for nothing.
But I'm so, my thing is this. My thing is this. I just can't, and this is me, you know,
right.
I can't fathom the idea of another set of testicles and shaft pounding my wife.
Right, why are you watching it?
Yeah,
why you got Cindy?
I can't get over that imagery. And then to be able to have to witness it, you know, and watch her enjoy it.
Right beside you, right.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
No. I totally get what you're saying. And for me, there's just something about, for me, marriage. And I hate, I know I'm going to get judged for this statement. I just think there's something that's connected with marriage that almost equates, men understand, women might not understand, that equates to property.
Right.
And
no,
what's
I totally
whole
understand
point,
that.
What's the whole
that's
point
very accurate.
Of that commitment, of that whole situation, if we going to swap out property? I
yeah.
might as well cheat and as a single person, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
and have more freedom and less obligations.
Yeah.
Well, see,
no,
in the open marriage, it wouldn't even be a problem at all. You do what the hell you want to do, if that's what's agreed upon.
Right, exactly.
Why be
you know?
In a relationship
so, like,
at
if
all,
you
why want to
go,
just stay single?
Yeah, but, I mean, really, honestly, how fun is single being? You know, you sleep by yourself.
You can do what you want.
Oh,
not
snap.
A physical like
oh,
that,
snap.
Like not dating anyone.
The shower
I mean,
by
oh,
yourself
yeah.
on purpose.
No. No, I mean single, being able to keep a shower on her.
In a relationship.
What?
Or kiss you on the, I want somebody to kiss on the forehead and kiss me on the forehead, something. Yeah. But you know what, though? Honestly, I never thought to, I'm lying if I say that. But yeah, all right. So I never done it.
She went all the way around in a circle.
Yes, because I was about to say I never thought about it, and I'm lying if I say that. However, I just never done it. Been
in done what?
Been in an open relationship like that.
We can't tell.
You know, where it's like, okay, you know, yeah, you can do what you want to do. I do what I want to do. I pick you a girl. You pick me a guy. We're like, yeah, never did that. And
well, we can't tell, so thanks for clarifying.
But out of hush, out. But you know what though? Out of what I've seen other people go through, I had a homegirl who, one of her close friends from college or whatever, invited her over. The lady was married. Long story short is, she wanted her to participate in a threesome with her husband, and so they did. Well, what sprouted from that
lucky
was.
Guy.
Oh,
they kept asking to come over. It was almost, it got to a point where it was almost every other week, you know, every other weekend turned to every weekend, till the wife started calling her separately, wanting to be with her. The husband started calling her separately. They ended up getting a divorce. You know what I'm saying? And she wouldn't deal with a friend and a humping partner. You know what I mean?
Not good.
Not good.
But right, but it wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes it doesn't end really good.
Well,
but,
you
know, they have places for it, though.
When you make unhealthy decisions, it's never going to end good.
Not at all.
Okay.
Hey, no doubt. Again, to each his own. The bottom line is when you know better, you do better. And until then, you have to accept the consequences for the decisions that you make. Hey, it's 9:32. We'll be right back. We got Say James coming up with Adult Talk inside Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, TMI Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Oh, shut up, man.
Radio Live. That was Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam. Take you home.
Well, we're
Snake. Pulled out the double Dutch ropes for that one right there. It is 9:36 p.m. Yo, you are listening to the hottest crew ever in the world. We are talking about swinging. Not on the swing sets, but, you know, couples swinging. If you missed the show, you know, you can check us out in the podcast. About 20 minutes after we go off. But you can give us a call if you have, if you want to join in the conversation, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And I think we're about to get into adult conversation, if I'm not incorrect, with Mr. Sage James up there in the DMV with his sexy dad. Come on.
Boy.
You're supposed to come with a sexy voice.
Do it.
Huh? Yes, son. Nah, son.
Sexy voice.
I gotta be sexy. I ain't gotta be sexy. Son.
Oh.
I ain't gotta
we
be
tried
sexy,
to give
son.
You the alley-oop, and you just dropped it. And you dropped
that's
it.
That's right.
All across the court.
And I'm going back up with the vertical two-hand banger anyway. I'm still scoring.
All right.
Oh.
All right.
Boy.
Still scoring. I can't lose.
Say
I'm winning anyway.
Phone talk.
Yeah. All right, check it. All right, now check it. Yeah, I had a conversation I was having with somebody before, so another young lady. She was talking about how something that all women have done in their matriculation through life, when it comes to, I say, relation activity. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, both the women on here, that's, you know, in their active life, they have faked an orgasm at one point in their life. Am I correct by that assumption?
One or two.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I mean, you know, Kilo?
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go
point,
with
you're
probably lying.
I was having them and didn't know
I
was having them.
That's all I wanted to say.
So then,
I'm
going to
go
know.
With you're probably lying.
You know
we're
why?
We're supposed
you know
to be
why?
On the
no,
same team, so.
Right.
But I digress. Continue.
I want to know what are the grounds for faking an orgasm? What are the grounds for that? When do you make it up in your mind, like, okay, I gotta just let this dude make him
after
go.
After the first
after the first what?
Missed pump. I don't know. Like,
so
when
so,
know
so,
what
so, so,
not,
so when he's not in rhythm with you, then
right.
You say, okay, this dude is kind of weak, so let me just get and let him think he got something done. And
yes. And be like, okay, I'm done. So maybe he can think he's...
Well, I'm confused because you said first missed pump, so you don't give him a chance to recover? Like, maybe he was just off count or something. Like, I don't know.
Who
okay,
wants
well, anyway,
to live that travesty?
Hey,
I mean,
maybe he claps on a 1-3 beat and we work on a 2-4 beat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, you know?
No.
Hey.
No.
You know,
hey.
It happens. When he's doing more work than he thinks he's doing. And it's just becoming extra boring because you're not really getting anything out of it. So to, you know, put both of you out of your misery, then at that point you begin to fake.
Yeah, that's funny.
Right, push
that's
along,
valid,
getting him
valid.
Up.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, like you're wasting my time and I don't got time for this. So what's that?
You tap him on the shoulder and say, what are you doing?
You give him the Whitney Houston and waiting to exhale, and he starts growling, and he growls, and you growl like, the confused growl.
Right. Or say, I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta use
the bathroom. So that'll help you break the monotony or the redundancy of everything right then and there. That'll give you a chance
right.
to kind of...
I got to use the bathroom. Give him a chance to get it together. Give me a chance to laugh and wonder what the hell happened in the selection of this person.
Hey, that's funny.
Okay, now,
what
I'm going to switch gears real quick.
Right,
I'm
the mirror.
I'm going to shift gears real quick. T, have you ever faked anything on a chick before?
Nah.
Wow.
I can't see why I would. Nah.
Okay. I kind of stand like a I'm like the cheese, I guess. I stand alone. Well, I have.
First of all, I have.
I have. I was able to do it. As long as I was wearing protection. Now you know if you're going in cold jacket, unless you got a hot tub of mayonnaise next to the bed, you know you're not gonna be able to get out of that one.
But explain why you would want to do that.
I had to, because Shorty was weak, son. It was like, it's kind of like the opposite of what Gina was saying, how he's doing more work and you're getting pleasure out of. When I have people there that are just like they lay there like they're part of the bed, it's like, come on already.
Like a corpse.
Do something. Yes. I feel like I'm, you know, you're in a coma or something. Like this is Kill Bill. And, you know,
maybe they don't know what to do.
Yeah, especially.
You
especially,
have said you have a large package before.
Especially if you got some thickums. If you got some thickums to you and you just plop
it. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Shorty was slender. So she had dexterity, she had mobility. I promise you, this wasn't on.
I got you. I've heard that though, honestly. And if y'all want to know, your girls are supposedly deeper than heavier.
Yeah. That's normally the case that I find. I'm gonna talk about that one time too. One day too about how the skinny ones normally be able to take it more than the thick ones can. That has been running consistent in my life. You know, experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but anyway. But what I'm trying to say is that Shorty was whack. She was just laying there. and then on top of it, here's the worst part. He dried out on me, son. We wasn't even going that long. So when that happens, it's like, okay.
That was on you then.
I knew that was weird.
Tell a woman how a woman works.
Feel me with no hands on this one. This was her idea. Was her thing. She tracked me down. She wanted this more than I did.
That doesn't mean that you're still not supposed to stimulate her to the point where there is moisture.
I did what I could with it, but then once that happens, I'm like, okay, my work here is finished. My time here is done. I didn't want to do that in the prison, but she just kept on, you know, hanging around and stuff. So I was like, all right, well, whatever.
That was your fault because you did something that you really didn't want to do.
And it probably
translated in your performance in the way that you were handling the young lady, which caused her to, quote unquote,
what don't happen is when you're doing what you know how to do,
Sister Scott, where's my handkerchief? No, that's unnecessary because I don't need that.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is the initial point. Was that how Shorty was just laying there motionless? That was garbage. My thing is, if you a chick and you want it, you want this from a dude, you gonna perform a little bit. I would think so.
I wasn't
after you for the prize. You was after me for the prize. So I would expect a little more, you know, excitement or a little more something
But what if you weren't what she expected and she didn't know how to respond?
Well, let's do this. It's 9:46 p.m. Let's take a pause for the cause, as the general would say, and we will extend Save James's adult talk tonight and come back on the other side with CeeLo's question and Save's answer. We'll be back.
It's very adult tonight.
Very.
Baby, last time calling me baby, last time calling me crazy, crazy, crazy. Baby, last time calling me baby, last time calling me crazy, crazy, crazy.
When you said it was over, You shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Girl, don't believe them, cause they almost see us together. And you already know you're too fly. But baby, don't get your hair caught in the propellers. I be trying to tell her these hoes are jealous. You know they never like it when you never say never. Long hair, red bone, but her foot up is hairless. Why, I French kiss it like we in Paris. I be screaming out, ain't no woman like the one I got. But she be always worrying about the one I got. She says it's gonna be me, myself, and I. Damn, that'll make me a one-up, one-up. I was so mad. Damn, you used to ride it like a moped. But players fucked up, my bad. And just to keep him crying, I laughed.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start.
Dad.
You should beware, beware, beware.
Brooklyn.
Love a woman with a broken heart.
Let me talk to these nerds. How could I be so stupid? Nah, how could you be so stupid? These hoes like your money. I loved you when I proved it. It was like a movie, not the one Tom Cruise in. You kept playing me the bad things, you looped it. Over and over, the shit was the worst. Was the breakup worth me finding lipstick on your shirt? Put them condoms in your wallet and your dick in a skirt. Who you gon' come home to? This shit gonna hurt. I'ma go back to her own name drop. But you don't care, you moving on, but with a game stop. You saying that you're good, but I think not. You been shot me and you in the same spot. I gave you all the jazz, it ain't enough, huh? And I know you said you're bad, cause players fuck up. Think you gambled with my love, but players fuck up.
When you said Chomp? It was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, whoa, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, month, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, party, want the addy. Take a ride with us, calling the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night. And you heard her dream until my phone died. Then she text me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you make me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single in college. What, all because I had you? I don't even have you. How I'm supposed to get past you? Then she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Yeah, ain't no woman like the one I got neither. I could dig it, blood. All right,
9:54 p.m.,
man. Yeah, word. That's real. So, hey, man, hey. Birthday tomorrow. I'm trying to wake up with the bruises. You know what I'm talking about?
Happy birthday,
Mama.
James. Scorpio day.
I said my birthday tomorrow.
Dave's birthday. It's tomorrow.
Whatever. Happy birthday, boy.
Happy birthday, boy. All right. So, yeah. Anyway, CM Hyman Radio, we back. We got a couple minutes left in the show. We still got our other counterpart, Double D's, over there. Young lady, please help us out in the conversation. Let us know your stance on this, man, and what we're talking about.
What up, everybody? How's the CM Hyman family doing this evening?
Diddy!
I've been listening to this adult conversation, and I just want to say,
he dropped. He just wanted to say,
nothing.
That meant she wasn't supposed to say anything.
The suspense
right,
is
exactly
killing me.
Hey, and let's go all the way up to Washington, D.C., bring Coop into the combo. What up, man?
What up, Coop?
What's popping with you, homie?
Coop. Hey, what's going on? Nothing much. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm gonna help my man Fabe out. I have faked it before.
Thank you.
I'll do it like this.
He said,
we getting it in, and I'll be like, oh girl, you whooping it on me, ooh, like that. And then they're kicking in the overdrive, and I'll be sitting there like busting out laughing in my head, like.
Wait a minute, but he did the monotone, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Exactly.
Wow.
I done faked it like that before, and I done had the ones where I just stopped and be like, oh, I came, and I didn't really, but it was like, it was so fun, I was like, let me get about it.
When it comes to that, I didn't fake it, you know what I mean? If I didn't enjoy it, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? She knew. I didn't enjoy that.
It
never happened again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nah.
I know that's right.
Like that.
Don't get a twist.
Your application has been denied.
You keep it moving.
You back on with it? Diddy, you back?
Yes. I'm
okay,
back.
Come on with it.
All right. I support St. James.
That's exactly why.
I'm not participating. I have no relations with women. But at the same time, I believe if he bringing it, you should be bringing it too. Why we got a lady like that? Is just because you think your stuff that good? You don't got to perform? Wrong answer. You got to perform too.
I agree with that part.
Yes. Okay, you're supposed to partake.
Why he can't fake it? You can fake it too. Why not?
Because you're not supposed to fake it. And I think that she I don't know about laying there. I don't know about it. But what I do know is that it only goes from wet to dry if it ain't happy. So
that
was my only point on that.
I understood that. Listen, this is what I'm saying. I understand that going.
Like almost, you know what? It's almost like the chemistry was there first, and then when y'all got to that part, it was like, well, maybe not.
I did say this during the music was playing. I let me say this. Now, as I'm older and I look back in hindsight, maybe my body language and my, I would say, attentiveness to the situation kind of came across as less than desirable, and that may have caused a chain reaction to the end result. I'll stand up and take that if that was the case. But at the same time, my point to the whole situation is, like I said, Ma, you chased me down until we got to this point. So I would expect more from you in close quarters if you wanted to.
Nobody
want
no sympathy, huh?
Hey. Hey,
I'm giving her a sympathy hump. I couldn't think of the word before, but now I got it.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
Hey,
I meant to tell y'all I'm depressed.
What'd you say?
I meant to tell y'all I'm depressed.
Why?
Yeah, me too, Coop. Me too, brother.
Oh, man. Yesterday made me so sad.
Oh, well, I mean, at least you get a prescription, but, you know, maybe that makes you feel better.
Hey.
Hey,
I'm watching these talking heads on TV, and they're making it seem like it was about
total sweep.
Obama. It's like,
low
turnout is not a referendum. That means people were lazy and didn't get up out their house and go vote.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
It's true.
And now we're going
to
pay for it.
We got to get up, get out, and do something, folks, because, again, yesterday laid the infrastructure for what's to come 2016.
Because the Republican Party now has
Absolutely.
So far.
Total control. It was
right.
A sweep yesterday across the country.
Mm-hmm. And that's
but
what they
still,
want.
They're still waiting for some states to come in. Last I checked, which was only a couple hours ago.
It's a wrap.
Not gonna make it. Not gonna make
it. I think the main states are already in.
Yeah, definitely
like
not.
Tom Tillis. I don't even know how, but I don't know. It could have been the old people that did it. I'm not sure.
Get out of here.
Hey, well, I'm volunteering. 2016, 2018, I'm volunteering like crazy. I'm going to be putting my foot in people's behind.
Yes. Apparently, we need it based on the turnout yesterday.
But see, a lot of people don't take midterm elections as serious as they do the.
And that's the mistake that we make.
And
that's the problem.
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that a lot of people don't put as much reverence in the midterms.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
That's absolutely true.
But I mean, I was just having a conversation with some neighbors of mine who didn't vote, but they didn't think that their vote mattered. Now, it threw me off because I had never heard a white person say it. I just really hadn't. I'm not saying they don't exist. I just hadn't heard it until this evening. And they were like, they didn't think
right,
their
well,
vote was going to count.
Well,
so, I don't
you
know.
Heard something
yeah.
every day. We got 50
Damn
seconds
sure
left, y'all. Come on, we got to take it on home.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll check y'all out on Friday. Whatever you do, do it well. Madam Boston. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's me.
Let's rock.
I ain't got nothing to say tonight, man. Happy birthday to me, and I'm about to go smoke a cigar right now. Start
happy
up.
Birthday,
happy
again,
birthday,
brother. Happy birthday,
James.
Hey, good
birthday,
night, everybody.
Scorpio. Good night.
Word.
Good night, everyone.
Program. This is how we do. Sorry.
Damn, Herman.
That's okay.
Radio
let's say James have the last word since it's his birthday.
That's my last word.
See you Friday. Good night.